Faith and Craft.
Welcome to Faith and Craft, the short podcast where we sit down with makers, creators, and believers who are doing meaningful kingdom work with their hands and their hearts. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce someone whose calling touches both body and spirit. My guest is Carly Johnson, the founder of Ancient Paths Wellness, a healing-centered ministry built on the belief that Scripture offers timeless guidance for how we care for ourselves, our families, and our communities. Carly blends faith, wellness, and wholehearted living in a way that helps people return to the paths that Yah has laid out since the beginning. But before we get started, in the spirit of transparency, I want to let you know that Carly and her husband Alex are members of the Gospel Worth Dying For Prophecy Vine leadership team. And we met them at Sukkot 3 years ago and are still getting to know them and their boys, and it's been a wonderful experience. So it's my pleasure to introduce her to you and to find out more about not just her business, but discover what a wonderful Yah-honoring person this woman is. Welcome, Carly.
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be here and to be connected to you and the Gospel Worth Dying For ministry. That's been a huge blessing for our family and a prophecy vine, of course, that's come out of that. So I'm blessed to be here. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about who Carly is.
Well, my social media profile, I think, nails it when I say I'm a dreamer, I'm a homemaker, I'm a mother, I'm a natural practitioner, but most of all, I'm a daughter of the King. That's how I like to identify myself above anything, because knowing our identity in our Messiah, you know, who we are, who the Father created us to be as his agents here on the earth, it shapes everything that I do. And so that's just my tagline. And also I pray my love offering back to him.
Praise Yah. So let's dive in, and we're going to start with your origin story. So what first stirred your desire to help others pursue wellness from a biblical foundation? Was there a moment where this shifted from an interest to a calling?
I feel like it's been a lifelong journey. I've been on this path for, you know, 20 plus years. And that's really what I always try to instill in my clients, that this isn't an overnight thing. This is a journey. This is a path. You can't change everything overnight, but you can make the changes that you need to day at a time. But for me, Brenda, my big aha moment was, I guess when I was in college, I was pursuing a health sciences degree, specializing in dental and dental hygiene. And I remember taking anatomy and physiology and learning about the antigen-antibody response. Basically, when the body is exposed to anything, it will immediately begin creating the remedy within your own blood, within your own system. And I remember learning about that and just thinking, how amazing is our Creator? We're literally equipped to fight everything, even on a molecular level. And so that was really the beginning for me when I realized that allopathic medicine does not have any of this understood, and that the Father's ways are so much higher. And so from there, I got pretty sick after college, my first year out of college, really terrible digestive problems. And a friend of mine suggested I go see a natural doctor, a Chinese medicine doctor. She was a believer and she was very out there. And the things she said were just, you know, revelatory for me. And so she really helped change the trajectory of my life to really pursue natural healing. And that was the choice I made, you know, right there in my early 20s, how I wanted to raise my family, how I wanted to live my life. And so it's become one thing upon the other. I've been people's health person for years. I had friends call me for years and say, oh, my kid has this, what do I do? I'd say, okay, you know, put onions on their feet or put a garlic clove in their ear, whatever. And so I began studying herbs and natural foods and just the ways the Father designed our body to heal. And in the last few years recently, the Father has led me to energetic medicine, which is incredible. I mean, our design is first and foremost energy. We're made in the image of light and love, not flesh and blood, I like to say. And so speaking to the body in a language it understands has been another huge revelation for me. And so I became a biofeedback practitioner a few years ago and really kind of took this culmination of years of learning through trial and error and studying and practicing on my family and helping other people. And it burst forth this ministry, we like to call it Ancient Paths Wellness. And it's been a wonderful journey, and we're not done. We're really just at the beginning. And so I'm just grateful for all the Father has shown me and will continue to show me on this path.
You mentioned the word allopathic. Can you explain what that means for somebody who has never heard that term?
Sure. Allopathic medicine is basically Western medicine in a nutshell. Allopathic medicine seeks to reduce the symptoms of a person that has an ailment. And so they typically use drugs and surgery for that outcome. The trouble with allopathic medicine is that when your body has a fever or is producing a rash or is having any kind of pain, you know, I like to say pain is Yah's megaphone, right? Yeah. Our body is trying to tell us something. What allopathic medicine does, it does suppress the symptoms to give you some immediate relief, but it's shoving those symptoms further down in the body, leading to more problems down the road. And so I've found, you know, in my walk and in helping my clients and my family heal, that the best way is to assist the body in letting these things work their way out, find out the root cause, help deal with that, and the body will heal. We are a self-healing organism, which is incredible.
A lot of people think biblical and wellness are separate categories. How do you help people see the natural overlap between the two?
Oh, I just take them right to the word. I mean, all of it is right there, particularly Genesis 1. And my associate, Carrie, who's come on to Ancient Paths in the last year and a half, is trained in something called the Genesis Prescription, where basically all we need for healing is found in Genesis, in that first chapter of Genesis. So breath, light, earth, food, especially plant and animal foods, community, and rest. So there's the seven pillars of healing. And, you know, I've followed lots of wonderful holistic practitioners and faith-based practice medical doctors and functional medicine doctors over the years. And they all say, you know, if we just get back to basics, to what God told us to do from the very beginning, we'll heal. I mean, you could be dropped off in the middle of nowhere with a tent and some basic tools, and your health will transform because you're going to get back to living the way we were designed to live. Not only that, but clean eating, keeping Torah. I like to say the root word of restoration is what? Torah. So when we keep Torah, we are living in a lifestyle of blessing. And unfortunately, you know, our nation and our world has followed after a death style, not just in what we eat and think and breathe and say and do, you know, but they're not keeping Torah. And when we keep Torah, we have that blessing of life as well. So it's all right there, cover to cover. I mean, even in Revelation, it says the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. I'm like, that's herbs right there. That's herbs. So, yeah, the whole book is full of information on how to heal.
Well, I was going to ask you what challenges you face while trying to pursue holistic wellness in a world that pushes quick fixes and disconnected living, but I think you just answered that question.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a slow and steady journey. You know, I have clients that if they think I can give them something that's going to help them heal, and I always tell them that this is up to you. Like the Holy Spirit's going to show us what you need. We're going to come up with a plan, but you've got to walk it out. Change happens day at a time, choice after choice after choice, choosing every day, a life of perseverance over convenience, really. And that's what's ultimately making us very sick is convenience.
Let's talk about when someone lands on your website or connects with you for the first time through Ancient Paths Wellness. What do you hope they feel, or what do you hope they experience from that encounter?
My number one thing is I hope that they feel seen, valued, and loved. These are the three core needs that we have being born. We need to feel seen, valued, and loved, that I see them. I see what they're going through. So many times people have told me they go to doctors and they have all the blood work and things done. They say, there's nothing wrong with you, but they know in their heart something is wrong. So to be seen, valued, that their life is valuable, their health is valuable, not just to me, but that the Father ultimately wants them to be healed. And then love, you know, love is the highest of all. And our Elohim is love. That's what the Bible tells us over again. So those three things are what I hope to instill in people, and hope. A lot of times people come to see me when they're just in a hopeless state. And I like to remind people there's always hope. as long as, you know, we're here, there's hope. As long as, you know, our Messiah says he's never going to leave us or forsake us. And so therefore, there's always hope.
You mentioned Torah. I would like for you to kind of expand on the Torah concept or Torah-based living and tell us in what ways you feel your work is serving the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Torah is life. Our Messiah is Torah. I mean, he is the Torah made flesh. He showed us how to walk it out. And I like to say these are the righteous instructions for living. I have friends, you know, on all spectrums of faith, and a lot of them, I think, feel convicted about keeping Sabbath. And I say, listen, the Sabbath is for us. It's a gift for us. All that the Father has given us in Torah, I like to say he wanted his people to be the healthiest, wealthiest, strongest light into the nations. And Torah is the guidebook to do that. So keeping Torah not only tells us what kind of foods we should eat, clean and unclean foods, because science has proven that eating parasitic, you know, type animals like pork and shellfish fills us with parasites, makes us very sick. Things like GMOs. I tell people the Bible's been talking about GMOs for a long time. It says, do not mix seeds. So much of what we eat is hybridized and has, you know, the seeds have been mixed. And so that staying away from that will help you heal and be stronger. Also the fabrics that we wear, mixed fabrics actually steal energy from your body rather than putting that good energy back into it. And the Father knew that. I mean, the priests, they were commanded to wear only linen. They wore gemstones. They wore, you know, different precious metals, unalloyed metals. And so this is a beautiful guide to keep us back on track, not just for ourselves, but also on how we treat others. The Torah is full of how we should treat our neighbor, how we should, you know, return things to people, the way we should interact with people. And so all of that leads to life and life abundantly.
Praise Yah. Last but not least, final question. What encouragement would you offer to believers who feel called to create something purposeful, but worry that their offering isn't enough or isn't good enough?
Oh boy. The tiniest offerings mean the most to the Father. I'm a mama of six boys, and I think about, you know, through the years when my boys would draw me some little picture, you know, and by the world's standards, it might look like scribble. But to me, it's such a gift because they made it in love. They made it for me. And so whatever you feel like you have to offer the Father, whatever gifts and talents you have, he's going to be thrilled that we bring that offering to him when we bring him our best. And a lot of times I think we're hard on ourselves because we want to be better. And all we have to do is show up. All we have to do is show up and bring our offering and let the Father multiply it and let the Father use it. And that's been my challenge here. There's so many times when I feel like I'm not doing enough and I need to do more promotion or more on social media. And the Father just reminds me, hey, this is mine. You just show up. And I'll do it. And he, time and time again, Brenda, I can't tell you that there's been seasons where I couldn't have handled a whole lot, but the Father sustained us through it. Mm-hmm. Or there's seasons when it's been very busy and most of the people that will come see me have been referrals. So nothing that I did in my own strength, it was people telling people. I would just say whatever offering you have to give the Father, even the tiniest offering, he's going to multiply it and use it for his kingdom because that's what he does.
I love it. Carly, thank you so much for sharing your heart and your wisdom and the beautiful mission behind Ancient Paths Wellness. Your work is a reminder that wellness isn't a trend. It's part of Yah's design for yes. How he wants his people to live and thrive and connect with him. If someone Amen. Listening to this wants to connect with you, they can, of course, visit your website, ancientpathswellness.org. Is there any other way you would recommend that they connect with you?
That's a great way to contact me. You can contact me via email through there. I also do have a podcast. It's called the Ancient Paths Podcast. It's on Apple and Spotify. And then I have a few uploaded to YouTube on my channel, Natural Guidance. So they can connect with me there as well.
Awesome. Thank you again for being here. And thank you for listening to Faith and Craft. If this conversation encouraged you, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss the next episode. Until then, keep creating with purpose, keep walking in his ways, and keep nurturing the gifts the Father has placed in your hands. Shalom.
Shalom.
Faith and Craft. Faith and Craft.